Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We only got about 15 minutes left with our special guest and another amazing guest in studio talking about the war on free speech and Democrats declaring the political opposition as terrorists officially. Mitt Romney saying ban free speech. They're just, and of course, he's really a Democrat. They're just out in the open. It is disgusting. This is a short segment, longer segment coming up before Dark Journalist of DarkJournalist.com leaves us. I could ask a million questions, and I've got about 1,000 of them, but what else do you want to tell folks about before we come back and play a few clips?
Well, we can follow up on the Space Force there because you brought up a really good point about what they were trying to do, I think, with that. It's extraordinary that Space Force ever happens. I don't dream. Trump doesn't get the credit that he deserves on that. But here's the thing. The Space Force was about pulling the UFO file back under presidential control. It had been lost in the late 50s under Eisenhower. So think of how long it had been lost. Trump went in there and, you know, suddenly you had to start peeling people off the ceiling with their reaction to him. And it's not just, oh, he had all these, you know, he was a loudmouth billionaire real estate guy. This is a guy who's sitting at the table across from them, and he's on the same level with them around the UFO file because of his uncle. This is the nature of the problem that they have with Trump. And let's not forget Roy Cohn and his deep involvement with Trump in setting Trump up early on. So
that's right. Trump is totally connected to the super right-wing, pro-human deep state, if you want to call it that. Roy Cohn at the very top of the McCarthy hearings. A bunch of Trump's family involved in secret Tesla technology. I mean, the Trumps are something else, and they know Trump knows a lot of that.
Exactly. Well, on the record, we can say that Trump's uncle John went and discovered he was sent in by Vannevar Bush. The FBI wanted him to look at Nikola Tesla's papers and find out if there was anything. Now, this is his actual quote. Is there anything related to taking objects down at a distance? So this is the thing that they were looking for, this kind of death ray, but it related to flying objects. And when you think about it, and you think about all the issues around the UFO file, they're saying, oh, those things that are flying around, are we going to be able to take them down at a distance? Suggesting that more than one party had access to this technology. And when you go into that just a little bit deeper around Tesla, just as an aside here, you start to find out that some of the trunks that were supposed to be the notary that left all the information about the trunks meant that two of the trunks were missing. So all of his, you know, somebody just snatched that stuff away, and his family demanded it for years, and this museum.
Whoa, wasn't that the FBI did that?
Yes, exactly. They took it, but the thing is, even in their own inventory, when they gave things back, two of the main trunks with the information were missing. So those are still off the record. Nobody even knows what happened to them. But John Trump, for his part, they went in there, and he said that they were incredibly nervous around the Tesla papers and that they hid when he went and reviewed them as if, you know, the papers themselves were going to explode or they were booby-trapped. So the fact that they sent him in, he's a key person in the extension of the UFO file. He's part of the original group that develops the Manhattan Project, and he's part of that UFO file lineage that goes through Vannevar Bush. Vannevar Bush was pointed out as the top person who ran the UFO file. If that's his protege, we can only imagine how much info that John Trump had, and that's why the mentions at every turn. You know, I saw Trump on a podcast a few months ago, and he was just talking with these guys, and he starts talking about John Trump. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, here's the 150th time that he's mentioned John Trump. There's no reason to bring him up in this setting. And so he's bringing that on. And right afterwards, he starts talking about a UFO landing site that is the top landing site in the world. And he'll tell them about it off air. So, you know, Trump, there's a lot of loosey-goosey talk in the background about the UFO file. He doesn't like to get pinned down when they try to squeeze him on the subject.
There's no doubt. There's a lot more to Trump than meets the eye.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a complete, he's somebody who represents kind of the antithesis of what the deep state likes, because they like to have all the advantages. And if they go in there and they know that he's sitting and he develops Space Force as an offset to their control over the UFO file, this is a big major piece of their power base. So Trump is a problem. RFK Jr. is a problem. Just by the Kennedy background alone.
And well, that's right. They're definitely on their heels. What are they going to pull next? Back in 60 seconds. It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock. The amazing 30 parts per million. Highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses. Back in stock. Limited supply. Infowarsstore.com. 30% off. And it's a very limited supply. But we have it back. Infowarsstore.com, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. The Infowars Live Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver has returned. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. Infowarsstore.com. Silver Bullet returns to Infowarsstore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Daniel's an award-winning journalist, filmmaker, goes by Dark Journalist, darkjournalist.com. You getting into Trump and his whole Tesla background and UFO background, his family, I don't mean Elon Musk Tesla, I mean Nikola Tesla, is far more fascinating than even these incredibly interesting, crazy statements in Congress. But I said I'd play more of the clips, but you'll wake up hearing about interdimensional UFOs and alien biologicals, which they're spinning as any type of biological. This just means we've never been in Kansas anymore, and they're about to let us know we were never in Kansas. Or, I mean, because it's so fascinating. You want to just keep going with Trump, or you want to play these clips?
There's a little more about Trump. Any clip you want to play is great. I think the interdimensional one is particularly interesting. And on top of that, Andre Carson, in his interview with News Nation just before the hearings, he starts talking about interdimensionals, and he leans forward and he says, "Is it interdimensionals, folks? Stay tuned." So they're treating it like some kind of weird entertainment game, you know, like, oh, when do we get the next installment of the Grush Show? And that's not the serious way. If you want to ask serious questions in a congressional setting, you would sit down and say, you know, are you being propped into this position by the Central Intelligence Agency to proffer a UFO threat? And tell us about the black budget and the things you know about that. No, you don't get to go to a SCIF. Tell us now. Don't wait for the translation. Tell us now. And this is the nature of how you would run a hearing along that line. And then you get into the groups that have been controlling this. Not, oh, there's some strange threat out there and we don't know what it is, but we need billions of your dollars, you know, in order to control it. And don't worry, the CIA and Homeland Security are going to take care of you and save you from the scary aliens. That's a totally different interaction level. But, yeah, you can play any of the clips that you have. I will say this about Trump and why it's so important, I think, that they connected you with Trump. And I think you helped his campaign dramatically when he got in 2016. I think the thing about Trump, fundamentally, we need to understand is that there's a facade there of this billionaire real estate guy. He has all the things. He's won the victories in the traditional fortune, you know, lifestyles of the rich and famous. But when you go a little bit deeper into his political career, you're seeing something else, which is there's a group that operates in the background with him, and they are, you know, they're interested in America, Fortress America, and they're interested in consolidate. They're not interested in empire the way that these people are. You know, these people will risk a nuclear war with these old atomic weapons in order to get us into a situation with Russia where we can eliminate Russia and their threat to the world currency.
And they don't want them, and the globalists don't want America with the technology just to rise of its own accord, and everybody basically follows by example with soft power. The globalists want this old imperial war, whereas there's a smarter elite that look like they're pro-human that want us to lead by just technological super advancement.
Yeah, exactly. And when you look at, you know, it's a good thing that there's so much emphasis around the World Economic Forum right now, because there's a growing trend of the World Economic Forum in terms of leaders, as we know, around the world. And we just got one of their great ones over here at Harvard, Jacinda Ardern now. She's leading a whole program about censorship at Harvard. So, you know, they know where to get their follow-up gig. But it's interesting. I think what they're concerned about and what they want to do is consolidate. They figured it out. They're like, we have the technology. We have the transhumanist know-how. We have the philosophy. We're the superior ones. How do we get these 8 billion you know, masses, plebes, to go along with us? And this is the nature of the situation that they've laid it out there. This is what they want to do. The UFO file is very important for them to do this. There's a group in there that questions whether it can be done on the threat level, for sure. I think that's a smaller group. The larger group now, the majority on that inside circuit, they want the UFO threat, and they want it as a mechanism to trigger a national emergency, international emergency. But if they get emergency powers, they can activate the continuity of government, which in my opinion is the total goal of what they want to do. It's the only way they can consolidate America, in fact, is by triggering continuity of government, because otherwise the Constitution literally stops them.
And this is really important, folks, this deep state can launch an attack on its, quote, own country, even though it hates all the countries, and say, no, it's not the Russians, the aliens just blew up Chicago. Or the aliens are mad that we're, you know, putting off too much carbon. And it'll be so fantastical and so hard to believe, they're gauging whether the public will buy into that or not. Or maybe the aliens blow up D.C., but we can't use nukes, it's an alien ship. And then they've got some, you know, giant hologram, or actually some real craft they've built, or some craft they've captured. I mean, you don't know. The sky's the limit, though. They're obsessed with this. Like you said, the UFO alien thing is the jewel in the crown. It's God becoming real, and it's a God they can control.
Exactly. And they may think that they're in touch with interdimensional aliens as well. They may have worked a system for years. There's an entire occult background to the UFO file. We know it runs through the Crowley work, and we know that...
Now, for folks that don't know, NASA, the whole thing's Parsons, Crowley, absolutely.
Exactly. Parsons is a fantastic example. This is the guy who created the American rocket program. And they have JPL, they have the Jack Parsons lunar, you know, the crater that's named after him, because he essentially started NASA. So when we're looking at it, who are those people? Well, they have very different and very, very hardcore occult beliefs. Their entire belief system is based on the idea that they can interact with these interdimensional entities and, you know, that those entities have incredible power and wisdom and that they should submit to them and become godlike themselves.
So is that really the coming out here? Because I didn't know till the end of the hearing yesterday they were talking about interdimensionals. Here they are with all their fake UFO stuff, and they're kind of telling you now, oh, actually, it's angels. It's actually entities. It's actually what all the ancients did. They're really externalizing what they're actually worshiping. It's skull and bones, you name it.
Oh, absolutely. And you've had the honor of invading Bohemian Grove. Isn't that going on this weekend, in fact?
You know, I wanted to go out there this year, and we just had so much going on we didn't. Yeah, they just caught McCarthy out there.
Unbelievable. You know, this is very interesting to me because I think that that whole situation, you know, just being around it, you can sense the deep occult aspects. If you go back and listen to the Nixon tapes, he talks about being freaked out being there. So, you know, how spooky is that whole setup?
Oh, I was only in there. I was only in there 5 hours, and I had my ass pinched, been chasing me around because I was pretty young, good looking back then. And nothing against gay people. The point is this is a bunch of conservative Republican leaders out there. There's a bunch of Democrats there, too. And it is very, I mean, the main thing is occult with homoeroticism. And then down the street, the whole town's packed with female hookers. So it's very hedonistic.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the things that I've heard in relation to it, I'll just say this. There's a guy who is part of the Mellon banking family who came on our show. And he's very upset that his cousin is engaged in this UFO threat aspect. Chris Mellon is the DOD official who's engaged in the UFO threat. And the guy who came on our show is actually the son of the late Senator, Senator John Warner. But he said that he's known people who've been associated with it. And the thing is basically for pure blackmail. And that's how they control those leaders. And it's
exactly. So it's Jeffrey Epstein on a much bigger scale. You go there knowing you're going to get compromised. And so you go, people go there to know that they're, as a Christian conservative or Republican, about to be trusted by the CIA. And, you know, hey, you're going to have sex with a dude. And again, this is how they operate. Incredible. Your knowledge is really amazing. Dark Journalist, darkjournalist.com. People can find out about your documentaries, The X Project, Aerospace Assassins, and more. We really appreciate you. We have your weekly live show and your tape shows as well. We'll talk to you again very soon, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a crazy world. And look, I'm not part of the New World Order. I don't work for them. But everybody else failed to go to the Bohemian Grove. I'll say it again. They let me in. So full disclosure here, I'm older now. I'm almost 50. And now I'm going to say I'm the master. The master knows they are the student. I definitely know how it all. They got some weird plan for this show. Some weird stuff's going on. They let me in there, folks. I mean, I had the courage to go in. I did get through the security and all of it, but Secret Service talked to me and the police twice, and they did not arrest me. Or I guess God let me get in there, but just one way or the other, it happened.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Mission.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
With respect to Alex Jones or anybody else being censored from Twitter, if Twitter's a free speech platform, which is what Elon Musk's thesis for running the platform is, free speech means that there's no such thing as a wrong opinion. We fought an American revolution in this country for what? For the vision that we, the people, decide in a constitutional republic how we settle our differences through free speech and open debate in the public square. Now that old world monster rears its ugly head again, saying that, no, we don't trust the people. I reject that mission. The American Revolution rejects that vision. That is what the World Economic Forum agenda is about. It is a 1776 question. I stand on the side of the great uprising, standing up and saying, absolutely not. Heck no to the great reset. We, the people, decide as citizens of sovereign nations how we actually determine our future through self-determination.
I'm going to air a very powerful little piece at the start of the next segment called If I Was the Deep State. And I haven't checked it, but I can tell you it's AI doing Paul Harvey's voice. And man, I love Paul Harvey's voice, so we can definitely use AI to our own advantage. We should understand that it is a Trojan horse being left on the battlefield for us to pick up the Promethean fire. Chase Geiser is an amazing talk show host. I've known about him for years. He also does some collaboration work with InfoWars. He's based here in Austin. Real Chase Geiser on Twitter, One American Podcast. And he just got the big interview with the number two Republican nominee. He surpassed in many polls DeSantis. That's a big deal. The full interview, I'm told, is on band.video and also on your website. And we're going to post it at InfoWars.com. Tell us about your interview.
You know, it was great. His team reached out to me, which is encouraging. I finally got to the point with my podcast where people are starting to reach out to me, which is an exciting thing. And one of the things that really impressed me about Vivek was how authentic and genuinely enthusiastic his team is about him. He's got a lot of young people working around him. But yeah, I spoke with him for 15 minutes or so a couple of days ago, just sort of hard-hitting several different major topics. And I was really impressed with him. He comes off a little bit like in a Barack Obama in the sense, not in the deep state sense, but in the sense that he's very articulate and he almost has like a Harvard shine to him, a traditional Harvard shine to him. So I was very impressed with his intellect, how succinct he was and articulate he was with his positions.
And Trump, he's the only guy that Trump said, yeah, he could be my running mate. And Trump's even said, I like him the best. That's a pretty big deal.
One of the things that I noted in the interview that I thought was really fascinating was when the topic of Trump came up, I asked him, of course, the question why we should vote for him instead of Donald Trump. He started off by saying, let me just speak the truth here and say that I think Donald Trump was a fantastic president, which is not something you often hear from somebody who's running for office against someone else to say that they did a fantastic job in that very office.
Sure. Obviously, he's using this as a bully pulpit to get the word out and be supportive of Trump.
I think so. I don't know if he has genuine intentions of actually being the president. A lot of this has to do with just garnering as much influence as possible. We saw the same thing happen with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton in 2016, where despite the fact that the primary election was stolen from him, he was able to manipulate and change and influence her general election policy because of his power and influence in the primary election. And Vivek may accomplish the same thing. He may actually be able to influence the ultimate Trump policies in the general election by garnering enough support in the primary.
Well, I couldn't watch the whole interview because it wasn't up this morning. I saw a Twitter clip. Now it's live at InfoWars.com and Band.video. I hope folks share that because you're doing a lot of really, really great interviews. When I say this is dangerous, I don't just say this for effect. People now figure that out. Like you're watching what I predicted. This is how classic tyranny works, and I just take classic tyranny, plus high-tech systems we have currently and try to estimate how that'll integrate together, and it's exactly as we basically have broken down. They declared the American people terrorist officially in June of 2021, and they said to be a terrorist, you must be a white supremacist. And a white supremacist is anyone questioning elections, force shots, lockdowns, Libya withdrawals. It's the kitchen sink. Now they're officially all over TV, and I played clips earlier, we'll play some more next segment, saying, if you disagree with the Democrats, you're a terrorist, and we want Homeland Security to come after you. This is outrageous, but it means they're getting ready to try it. What's your response to that, Mr. Geiser? And then what pretext are they going to have to do that?
Well, I think the fascinating thing about this form of tyranny that we're seeing manifest is the use of the private sector, right? So we know now because of the Twitter files and things like that, that the initial approach that the United States sort of deep state had was to infiltrate existing private businesses, influence and leverage power over those businesses to do things that are constitutionally prohibited by the government directly.
Fascism.
Exactly. It's fascism, but unlike Hitler, where it was overt, it was covert. And now that it's found out, they might as well just explicitly tell us that we're domestic terrorists and they're coming after us because the secret's out. Everybody who looks knows. You just have to look.
Well, you're right. I was just reading a book of conversations with Hitler right before he got elected called Hitler Speaks by a member of the Nazi Party that later turned against him. And he talks all about covertly we're going to take over the governments. We'll invade France and have almost all their generals on our side. We'll conquer them in 2 weeks and be marching in Paris. Did it, you know, 10 years later. I mean, this is... And the closest thing to Hitler, but much more sophisticated, is these guys. When you actually look at the cut of their operation, it's Hitlerian.
Yeah, I think so. And one of the things that's interesting specifically about how the Third Reich came to power is if you look just a few years before the Nazis came into power in 1933, only 1 in 40 Germans actually identified explicitly as a Nazi. But what happened was they had all these parties pitted against each other, and they just needed that wedge to come in where they could make it the imbalance to push over the whole entire thing. And so on one hand, it's scary because you know that the deep state could do that. But on the other hand, it's hopeful in that maybe as Americans, we don't actually have to have 51% to make a difference.
Exactly. Instead of Nazis using the highly vocal, organized group, who is it? Thomas Jefferson said, we don't need a majority to triumph, only a highly focused, you know, I've written the exact quote, irate group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Radicals, zealots, and frankly, I just embrace the term radical. When they call me a right-wing extremist or a radical person, I'm by no means a racist or a white supremacist or anything like that, but I am absolutely a radical. I'm radical for freedom. I've been baptized by the tyranny and the injustice of the Democratic Party. I'm a zealot. I'm bought in. Like, you should definitely be a radical, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And you know, zealot goes back to the Jews. They didn't want to be conquered by Titus. And, of course, they got beaten in the first round, but later came back. Thousands of years later to retake their area. But, I mean, this is a time where we're going into captivity for hundreds of years, if not thousands, to use the allegory of the Jews. If we don't say no now, we are going into the slavery. I mean, it's happening.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking last night I had a hard time falling asleep because I took Turbo Force too late in the day. And I was thinking about how you've been talking about football and using different football stories the last few days in the segments. And the thing about football is that when the game is over, when the time is out, that's when the winner or the loser is determined. But in our case, with tyranny, it only wins when you give up. There's no time.
Exactly. They win when you capitulate.
Yes, exactly. So all we have to do is not give up. It's just like the famous scene from Cool Hand Luke with the boxing. He won that fight even though he lost that fight because he kept getting up. And that, to me, is one of the most inspirational moments in cinema. And I think that we should remember that as Americans, as patriots, as info warriors, that as long as we keep getting up, we can't be defeated.
Well, the King of England had to admit the greatest general in the world was George Washington when he persevered for 6 years and spent all his own personal treasure. He was one of the richest guys in the colonies to defeat that. And they had to say, you know, that, well, okay, the greatest man in the world. When George Washington died, the King of England said, the greatest man in the world has just died. And that's because George Washington broke them and beat them with only 5, 10, 15% of the resistance force he needed. They recognized that back at the time as a great achievement. And so we need to know, we come from very special stuff here in this republic. And listen, we got way more than 15%, folks. We're going to beat these people if you don't give up. Perseverance is the blood of victory. We'll be right back with Chase Geiser, One American Podcast, Real Chase Geiser, and we'll get into all these clips and talk about how to save.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. but now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer, we have it right now private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver, find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
If I was the deep state, I'd keep on doing exactly what I'm doing.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate. One that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmail judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity, but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
Well, the final countdown's over. We're not in New World Order beta now. They're in operational. Full release of their product. Total collapse, race war, mass disease, billions dead. If you want to live in that world, you're going to get a front row seat to it and get drugged into the center of the arena to be chewed up by it. Or you can decide to join your ancestors to fight for freedom and build a legacy for our children. You will not be invigorated or satisfied serving evil. Only fighting the globalists will you be fulfilled. And that is the great choice, the great commission you now have on July 27th, 2023. Chase Geyser of One American Podcast, you've been doing a lot of great work, a lot of big interviews. What do you make of Mitt Romney saying it's time to ban speech if we don't agree with MSNBC spooks saying it's time to use Homeland Security against speech? I don't see this as a sign of strength. I see it as extreme weakness.
I think anybody who says something like that is a traitor to his country, frankly. And I don't really have much to extrapolate on it. That's just the fact of it. If you're any sort of...
That's what bad guys talk like.
Yes, absolutely. And frankly, censorship has never really been used to censor falsehoods historically. It's always used to censor the truth, and it's always used on behalf of those among us who are most evil. So the truth stands on its own, whether it's faced with falsehoods or not. Censorship is not necessary for those on the side of truth. They don't have to use that as a tool to silence the opposition. I mean, even God in the Garden of Eden, if you look at Christianity, gave the option to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You didn't have to censor evil. There's something archetypal about this. And I think that anybody who advocates for censorship is an enemy to America, whether they intend to be or not.
Well, if you study the psychological warfare groups that are out there, no psychology school is 100% right, because it's all just a human attempt to label human nature. But it's extremely useful to put it in categories, whether it's Jungian psychology or, you know, whether it's the psychology of Sigmund Freud or some of the more modern, you know, so you got the Keynesian, all the pedophile psychology the last 80 years. I mean, we know that 7 or 8 big groups that are out there, but they all do kind of label phenomena that are out there. And when you look at the psychological warfare systems, they can't hide the dystopic nature of it. So they tell you, you're ugly, you're bad, you're failed, you're fallen. And so the thing to do is commit suicide, but not just take yourself down, take others with you. So the left around the world are now like suicide bombers in culture. But then their bosses are transhumanists that say, we're going to rewrite the planet. We're going to be gods. We've got to get rid of these people and get rid of any other life they don't control. And so they're really fools pretending they're on some winning team carrying out some jihad or some crusade when their own bosses are laughing at them. So I try to reach out to the brainwashed, because that's the Christ-like thing to do. I'm certainly not like Christ. I aspire to be. But at the end of the day, how do we balance that, Chase Geyser, of do we focus on motivating the good people that are already awake? How much time do we spend on the unwashed prodigal sons?
That's a great question, and I have several thoughts on this topic, as it's been something that's been on my mind for several years. The first thing I will say is, you mentioned this push for suicide, this push for death, and it's not just a physical death. They're pushing for the death of the spirit, right, the silencing. And what we've come to now is a place where they don't even necessarily have to censor you because of the self-censorship, because you're scared. And what I'll say is, if you're scared of speaking out on behalf of what you believe is true, what you know to be true, if you're scared of speaking out because you're worried about losing your job or the IRS coming after you or any sort of ramifications, just imagine how much worse the threat is if you don't say anything. Like, you have to speak now because the danger of not doing anything and fighting now is far greater than any sort of ramifications of, oh, I'm going to lose my job if I say who I voted for or anything like that. You have to speak the truth. Speak it bold. Speak it proudly, because when everyone is silent, no one thinks that anyone else agrees with them. It happens in communism. We see it over and over again. Everyone is so quiet because they don't know who actually is on the side of the state. And that's
silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
That's right.
To quote Barry Goldwater. So let me ask you this. As it becomes evident that the New World Order is pure death, how do you expect all this to unfold? Because there is a great awakening. I mean, I see massive amounts of people finally getting it. Just across the board. Do you agree with that statement? And then B, how do the bad guys counter it?
We saw Kamala Harris call for depopulation. I don't understand how anybody who saw that clip could possibly vote for any politician at all, let alone Kamala Harris.
And then Snopes said she didn't mean it.
Yeah, because Snopes knows what she really means and what.
Well,
she means.
They're the arbiter of reality. They tell you. No.
Yeah. So I think the first step is to wake up, and the second step is to speak out. I don't call for violence at all. I know that you don't call for violence at all. We don't have to have a violent revolution in this country to have a revolution in this country.
Yeah, no, I mean, if they're trying to take us and our children to FEMA camps and forcibly, okay. I feel sorry for the idiots coming, but this is the point it is. You know, but that's not going to hurt the New World Order right up front. It's targeting their leaders and their ideas. It's where the main war should be. If we have to go to physical, that means we failed. We'll still win that too, though.
Yeah, I agree with you on that note, but I think that when we've seen major political change in this country, traditionally, historically, especially with the civil rights movement, it was through civil disobedience.
Yeah, the black people being bit by German shepherds and hit by fire hoses would have overrun and beat the police up. That would have backfired, but letting them beat them, they won.
Right.
And it wasn't a wimp move to sit there and let somebody hit you in the head with a club. It was realizing this is on camera, this is going to discredit you.
Absolutely. Well, and the crazy thing about that example that you just mentioned is if you look at pictures of the civil rights protests versus Antifa protests, the difference is these are men and women showing up to protest peacefully in suits instead of violently in masks. And that's the way you actually make change in that enemy.
Well, the most elite organizations on the planet, CIA, have their professors, every time they get arrested, it's some professor, out there trying to trigger black people to riot. So they're trying to piggyback their communist takeover as a 1963, or 1966 2.0 or something when it's not.
Yeah, and I think that they feel abundantly threatened now because there's not as much of a conglomeration on information as there used to be. I mean, they used to have a monopoly on all the mainstream media outlets and all the big tech platforms. But with these new changes at Twitter, say what you will about Elon Musk, he's not perfect by any means, but they don't have the monopoly that they had on information anymore because there's this one leak. And was it Benjamin Franklin that said a great leak or a small leak can sink a great ship? That's what they're experiencing now. And I think.
No, I mean, I agree with you. Give me your view on Elon Musk. I mean, whether he's a good guy, a bad guy, or just a pragmatist, the fact that he's having to sing our tune shows that liberty's popular.
Yeah, I think that all people are good people and bad people. So I wouldn't classify him as either a good guy or a bad guy. I think he's trying to be a good person. I think he's a genius. I think he's brilliant. I really liked Greg Reese's video the other day on Elon Musk because I thought it was fascinating, but I don't agree with the take. Because if it was that easy to be a multi-billionaire just by lying, then there would be thousands and millions of multi-billionaires. But I think that Elon Musk is good for America, good for free speech, and I actually have more thoughts on why I think he bought Twitter that I'm happy to go over in the next segment with you.
Let's talk about that straight ahead. And again, we're not in a cult. We're all free to have different ideas here. I'm not mad at Greg. I disagree with Greg some as well, but I like his ideas. It's good.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Summon to the next hour with Rick Hernandez, because the UN head, the Secretary General, says, forget global warming, we're in the global boiling phase. Well, remember a few years ago, they said, well, we're about to end COVID, and then it'll be global warming. We have the statistics, we have the numbers, it's all hype. It's all a lie. The fact that it's hot in Death Valley, we had a death in Death Valley this week. We need carbon taxes. It's called Death Valley for a reason, folks. Texas has not even approached its records. Nobody's broken records. It's all a lie. Plus, paying carbon taxes won't fix it. But getting back to the man that hosts One America podcast, Real Chase Geyser, it does a lot of great work with InfoWars, collaborating as well. You wanted to get more into Elon Musk last segment.
Yeah, so I had this epiphany. I think I saw a video on TikTok or something of that nature that inspired the thought. Elon Musk claims that he bought Twitter and make it a free speech platform, and I don't think that's entirely false. But I also think that he is seeking to be a major competitor of OpenAI, which, of course, is the organization that's responsible for ChatGPT, a lot of these advancements in artificial intelligence. And in order to create an artificial intelligence that's unbiased, you have to give it data that's unbiased as an input. So my theory is that he bought Twitter to try to make it a more free speech platform.
Sure, as an AI trainer.
Yep, so that he can make a competitor to the work that OpenAI is doing, Microsoft's doing, the government's doing, that's actually an honest AI. That's what I hope the outcome is. But I've been really thinking about that for the last couple of weeks, and I think that's something to be considered.
Well, I call AI the ultimate plagiarist and the ultimate copyright infringement thing, and I'm not a big copyright hawk, but the point is, you can go and get, oh my gosh, Charlton Heston, and it's not perfect yet, but it's getting close. Charlton Heston can read our ads now.
Yeah, we got you pretty good.
That'd be pretty good. We don't call it Charlton Heston, though. That's what it becomes an issue. But we can go program it Charlton Heston and then have Charlton Heston do our hosting.
Or Rod Sterling as well. We've had Rod Sterling's voice, an image on a couple of the ads. Jim Morrison on one of the ads as well.
And so in a way, it steals their identity but also brings them back from the dead.
Exactly. And I've been focusing on icons with some of the content because I don't want to, hack off anybody who's still alive or operating.
But what about the new Paul Harvey one?
I didn't make that one, but I was impressed hearing it, and I'm inspired to create some more.
I love Paul Harvey's voice.
It's very cool. It's almost like an Art Bell thing, too. I'd like to do an Art Bell angle, too.
Oh, man. So, keep going, because I've got a lot of questions. But on Elon Musk, people need to understand, the fact that he has to sound like us and do a bunch of good things, judge a tree by its fruits, whether he's evil or whether he's agnostic or whether he's a bad guy or whether he's a good guy, the fact that he's having to begin to sound like us means we're winning. And the work he's doing now is only going to be good. We should criticize the bad he does and support the good he does.
I think so. And one of the fascinating things to me about Elon Musk specifically is so many of us, especially in the middle class, we do things because we have to do them, right? We work jobs that we don't want to work because we have to pay our bills. And when you're someone like Elon Musk and you're worth hundreds of billions of dollars, everything you do at that point is like another degree of freedom. It's because you want to for some reason, whether it's because you want more power or more money. But in the case of Elon Musk, he's not a materialistic person. He's already as famous as seems possible on the planet. There's not really a lot of motive for him to do anything.
It seems like he got super famous to become the good guy.
Yes.
That's what I want to believe in.
That's what I want to believe, too.
And it's almost like the Greek analogy of the gods. If you believe in them, they exist. Maybe if we support him and believe in him as a good guy, he will be one. Or maybe we don't support him and he fails, he'll turn back. I mean, I think there's an opportunism there, but I think he'd rather be the hero.
Why do you think it is that he won't let you back on Twitter?
Oh, I mean, I understand it. When I say this, I'm not bragging because I wasn't that important. Starting about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, right when Trump was about to win, there'd be like 100 articles a day. And there'd be like 400 a day. And they'd syndicate them. So I would get Google alerts sometimes 20,000 articles. That was a few times. But a lot of times 5,000, 10,000 a day. Because they take one AP article and put it in 5,000 papers. And it was always in the local paper every day attacking. You turn on local news attacking. They were like attacking the archetypal image of the populist. And they were basically just testing it to say, can we destroy this guy? Not because it was me, but because it was the archetype. And so I knew they were building it up towards something. What was your question?
Why he kicked you off Twitter?
So imagine this battery of anti-populism. Take this image of populism, pro-human freedom. Misrepresent what I stand for, what I've said, what I've done. Create this straw man. Create this alternate universe, this stolen identity, and then use that stolen Alex Jones against the populist movement. They were scared that I was going to reach more people. They wanted to inoculate them against me. But more importantly, they wanted to just set the precedent to get people to accept censorship so that once they accepted my censorship, they would accept everybody else's, which they bragged about. And then they later said, we'll use the Alex Jones system on Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump, everybody else. So some days, tens of thousands of articles, always newscasts, local news, national news, thousands of news reports nationally. NPR hundreds of times, PBS hundreds of times, CNN hundreds of times, ABC. I mean, we're talking tens of thousands, foreign news, Japanese news, European news, UK news, Mexican news, Brazilian news, Alex Jones, the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil. I just felt honored by that level of demonization, but I knew it was bigger than me. And so Elon Musk understands that he can free up Twitter to a great extent and dig out the moles. But if he says Alex Jones is there, it taps into that capacitor of electricity, that bomb, that if he can get all these other people freed, but if he frees me, they go, oh, he's the guy that peed on kids' graves. Never peed on kids' graves, never said their names, never sent anybody, never did anything. It was all lies, but it doesn't matter. They said I did, so it's real. So he says Alex Jones should be killed. He said Alex Jones should have a millstone tied around his neck. I will not free him. He is the devil. And then he also gets up there and says, I'm the devil's champion. So if I'm the devil, Elon Musk is my champion. And I'm being sarcastic there. I just get that as long as he continues X's trajectory towards freedom, if I'm the sacrificial lamb, If I'm the bad guy speaking for everybody else, I mean, I kind of get that. I think he should go further and tell them go to hell. But they already pulled 59% of his advertisers. They're already very close to defeating him. And so I understand the calculus of Joe Rogan loves me, says I'm his top guest for Elon. You know, he gets too much criticism, won't have me on. Fine, we hang out and have dinner all the time. Tucker Carlson wants to have me on. Fox wouldn't have me. Now his new investors don't want me. Everybody else, fine. It's almost good to be the guy that's so bad nobody else can have him on. So I it's not that I like that, but at the same time, that's something that I was
a badge of honor.
I was put in this position for. And so I'm still friends with Tucker, still friends with Joe, still friends with all those people that, you know, I mean, Andrew Tate lost his banking. A year ago, I got a guy, got him his banking. And I asked Andrew Tate, hey, will you come on? He's like, yeah, yeah, next week. The fifth time you ask him, no, because there's too much heat on Alex Jones. That's a good thing that Andrew Tate's scared to come on my show. That's a good thing Tucker Carlson has been on four or five times. We're friends and hang out. It's like, I don't want Tucker on my show. I don't want Andrew Tate on my show. Fine, I don't want to go on Joe Rogan's show. You know, if that's who I am, if I'm the worst guy in the universe, which is the polar opposite, I'm really a good guy, then I kind of accept this.
Do you think Joe Rogan and Elon Musk have discussed your censorship?
Sure they have. Yeah, I'm not going to get into it all. I mean, I know a lot of stuff, and I'll leave it at that. And I've met with some of Musk's top people, and they would approach me. I looked up who they were after. I'm like, oh, gosh, that's like his second command lawyer. So, I mean, I get it, and I understand the game they're playing. Here's the deal. I'm not playing games. I'm not looking at calculus. It was Lord Nelson that said, damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. Because at a certain point, let's just get the fight going here.
Patton, a good plan today is better than a perfect plan next week. Just do something.
Exactly. Right. So I'm not going to sit here and always wait and calculate. And I'm not Machiavelli. Right. I could analyze Machiavellian operations, but enough about me. I'm going to go right at them.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the Machiavellian thing is really interesting because those who compromise values for an end goal always seem to end up becoming compromised themselves. There's a story, the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament of the Bible, where they weren't supposed to touch it. It almost fell off the platform that they were carrying it on. When they reached out to save it from falling on the ground, the man was immediately smitten, I believe. And the moral of the story, even if you do the wrong thing for the right reason, it's still the wrong thing, right? A lot of people think that's a wrath of God story, but it's like, no, don't do the wrong thing for the right reason. You were trying to save the Ark, but you were told not to touch it.
Yeah, and I wasn't up here separating myself from those other people. They're great people. They have courage. I'm going to tell you the truth about it. And so we're not going to get free by half measures and calculating. We got here by being lawyers and calculating. The calculating, the splitting hairs need to stop. We need to say this is what we stand for, and there's a drug to that. I'm high as a kite naturally, and I've actually got to drink some alcohol sometimes just to settle myself down. People say, is this guy on cocaine? No, it's the opposite. I take the alcohol depressant sometimes because I've got too much energy. So it's not like I'm up here, having to get energy. It's the opposite. And so I'm high when I don't compromise, and I don't think about the answer, and I just go with the truth. And that is so addicting, better than sex, better than victory, better than anything, that it's just like, it's all I care about.
I'm constantly taking Turbo Force just to try to get to your level, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Enough about me. But I'll just tell you this. Here's a little picture I drew of kind of like a little demon during the break. It's easy to draw something evil. Imagine trying to draw an angel or God. I can't do it. But evil's easy to write. Easy to draw because it's stupid looking. It's clown. But could I draw an angel or even draw God? Never. But could I draw a little devil? Absolutely. Because evil's easy to do, folks. Not good. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.